Good afternoon and welcome back to the channel Final Bell. I'm Lacey Shippey on the Rural Radio Network talking with Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And we'll turn our attention over now to the livestock markets where we saw April live cattle up 77 cents at $249.77. April feeders up $1.85 at $372.52 and April lean hogs up 47 at $90.67. And Mike, we started to wander as we opened up the session here, but we did find a little support to end the day. What did you make of our cattle trade here?
A couple big things here, Lacey, and I think the very surface issue that we saw makes sense a lot was that the wheat market continues to pull on the corn. The wheat market and the supplies we have of wheat, at least until the market understands that we're in a terrible drought in the United States, and we'll see how much better we are in 30 days with that drought. In the meantime, it seems to me that wheat's going to continue to be a drag, a weight on the corn market. I think the funds really like that. In the feeders, we saw the feeders come in and go higher in percentage terms, and the fat cattle once again resume that leadership position to the upside, giving the fat cattle the ability to squeak out another new all-time high just under 250. The other thing that probably took a little bit of time to be digested in the trade was the WASD report. Big numbers when it came to the livestock sector, almost the exact opposite of the grains. And what I mean by that is when it came to quarterly commercial production or the annual commercial production, beef numbers went down 20 million pounds. Pork numbers went down 300 million pounds versus last month in terms of what the 2026 commercial production is supposed to be. And so I think that really helped solidify the tight supply mindset in the cattle, in the red meat. And even with the 200 million pound increase in broiler commercial production, when you add red meat and poultry together, we were down 95 million pounds versus last month. And so I think that really helped supercharge the cattle market again, along with that feeder play.
And we haven't heard anything in terms of cash trade as packers are starting to feel that squeeze again with lower boxes and higher cattle prices. So what do you anticipate for cash trade to look like this week?
Well, it should develop this week because we're coming off of Easter holiday. And I do feel like that by the time we get to Friday, we should see at least a little bit of trade in the north that we can bounce off of. It is a big question because not just in the fats, but in the feeders also, we do have this premium building in the cash market at almost 250 April fats. We're running 242 to 245 in the negotiated cash cattle. So we've got that $4 to $5 premium in fats. The feeder cattle market also trading around 372 now in April futures. That compares to the latest CME feeder index of around 365. So cash becomes more important as we get into next week. But I'd also argue that if Wall Street stays strong and we still look like we're going to be in a drought in part of cattle country, that may continue to play a supporting role as well.
And in terms of our hogs, we saw April hogs close higher today, but those deferred contracts still on the downward trend. Tell me a little bit about what you're making a hog trade this week.
I like the supply and demand fundamentals more and more in the hogs as we go forward, even with the dollar pull down that the USDA gave us on barrow and gilt prices for the year for 2026, took us from 70 to 69. I would say the biggest negative potential feature in this market for hogs goes back to what we talked about with the U.S.-China trade. It seems to me the soybeans and the hogs, that pork and bean trade, as I like to call it, is back in play with both of them going higher for the most part since the beginning of this year. I think this is where if the U.S. trade relationship with China soured, maybe the hogs would find a little bit more downside potential. But other than that, I look for a more firm summertime marketing grilling seasonal, and I kind of like the hog market at this point.
And we received an export report today that had some interesting numbers in terms of our proteins. Tell me what you made of our export report in that view of things.
Yeah, staying steady in beef exports at 17,400 tons and pork exports coming down a little bit, about 31,300, but still looking very nice overall, given the fact that we do have a pretty elevated dollar once again, and given the fact that we have a lot of competition out there. And in fact, USDA did come in and change quite a bit of the export and import numbers in their numbers today on the WASD report. And they came in with a 115 million pound increase in beef imports versus last month. That's a 2% jump. It's a pretty big jump 1 month to the next, but it makes sense because it sounds like China is going to find some of their quotas met by Brazil. I suspect we're going to get more Brazil beef coming in. And so I still like hedging the cattle as we get into the third quarter, just because of the summertime grilling seasonal question mark, screw worm question mark, and now this import mindset. I'd take advantage, if it were me, of these higher prices coming in here.
Thank you, Mike. That again is Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics on the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed Pro. Do remember that trading of futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Consider these risks before investing. I'm Lacey Shippey for today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.